And now, James Gravel.
In our last lesson, we began an examination of the nature of God and noted that first and foremost, God is eternal. But God's eternality is merely the first of His characteristics. He is also omnipotent. Scripture refers to Him as God Almighty, Genesis 17, verse 1, who cannot be restrained, Job 42, verse 2, by the thunder of His power, Job 26, 13, and 14. He has the might necessary to create or destroy. He alone retains the power to instill life, as He did when He created humankind in Genesis 2, verse 7. And He alone retains the power to raise the dead, as He did when He raised His Son Jesus Christ from the grave, Ephesians 1, verse 20. God also is omnipresent, which means that He is everywhere at once. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13 tells us that there is no creature hidden from His sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. God, according to Jeremiah 23, verses 23 through 24, is at hand and afar off. He is able to bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil, Ecclesiastes 12, verse 14. And God is omniscient, which means that He is all-knowing. The psalmist wrote, "Lord, You have searched me and know me. You have my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thoughts. You comprehend my path and my laying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Where can I go from Your Spirit, or where can I flee from Your presence? If I ascend to heaven, You are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, You are there." Psalm 139, verses 1 through 11. Romans 11, verse 33 reminds us how unsearchable are His judgments, and His ways past tracing out. Moreover, God is just. Deuteronomy 32, verses 3 and 4 record, "All God's ways are just, a God of truth and without injustice. Righteous and upright is He." Job once asked, "Shall mortal man be more just than God? Shall a man be more pure than his Maker?" Job 4, verse 17. Man may not always understand God's justice or His reasons for executing it as he does, but His divine justice is as much a part of His nature as His eternality, His omnipotence, His omnipresence, or His omniscience.